equal access for the blind, airfares, hotels, cruises, savings with Travelocity. To present this is the Senior Vice President of Global Strategy and Product Innovation of Travelocity Global. Here is Steve Demain.
All right, well, good afternoon. I understand we have a pretty fun crowd here, so could I get a good old Texas howdy from you guys?
Howdy!
All right. Well, on behalf of Travelocity's 2,700 employees around the world and the 450 based here in our DFW headquarters, welcome to North Texas. Thanks to all of you for spending your Independence Day with us here at the Anatole, one of Dallas's premier convention hotels. Like the NFB, Travelocity is fortunate to count Hilton as a partner, and we've really enjoyed the atmosphere here and appreciate the attentiveness of the Hilton team. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to tell you a few stories. My overarching objective with this opportunity today is to share with you why our team believes travel is such a foundational element. And we want everyone to have the opportunity to play a role in its ecosystem. At Travelocity, simply stated, we believe everyone deserves life-enriching travel experiences. Having spent my career in the military and in the travel industry, I've had the good fortune to see the world over. So I wanted to begin with a personal story of what travel means to me. Back in 1999, my son, who was 8 years old at the time, and I backpacked across Indonesia. Many of you know that Indonesia is an archipelago, and our plan was to work our way over land and water from the island of Timor to the island of Komodo, which is famous for its Komodo dragons. This island is, however, of course, very remote. We had reached a place called Larantuka, which is on the far end of the island, just to the east of Komodo Island. In planning the trip, I'd looked at the map, and it appeared to be approximately 60 miles by bus to our next stop. I had interpreted this as a relatively short ride, a couple hours at most. The once-a-daily bus was scheduled to depart at 8 a.m., and so we arrived at the bus stop, and we waited. And then we waited, and then we waited some more. Finally, a movie pulled up to the bus stop, which looked straight out of the movie Back to the Future. The bus, as it were, appeared to be a Winnebago with cutouts for windows and with a steel bar exoskeleton. We piled in and we were able to get the last two seats in the back. The bus was packed with locals and we were seated next to the live chickens. Now, after picking us up, the bus circled around town, additionally picking up more passengers who were climbing on that steel bar exoskeleton. And so our lesson that morning was, in Indonesia, the bus leaves when it's full, not when it's scheduled. Now, as we left town, the driver picked out a cassette tape, hopefully some of you remember what those are, and popped it into a player, and this is what we heard. Will?
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
So, yes, that's a Danish dance pop band called Aqua with their big hit Barbie. Needless to say, dance pop music was not part of my expectations for the trip. Now, while we felt like we were riding in the Scooby-Doo mystery machine, as the ride progressed, we coincidentally met three Dutch nationals who had been traveling in Indonesia for several months, and we made fast friends. For the rest of our trek, they taught us a lot about how to navigate the country. And to this day, my son and I finally remember that ride, a 60-mile ride that incidentally took more than 12 hours due to road conditions. So this anecdote encapsulates much of what we believe at Travelocity. First, travel opens doors to unforgettable experiences. We like to say that life isn't about acquiring possessions, It's about collecting memories. Every day, we help millions of customers connect with thousands of travel suppliers so that our customers can create new experiences and collect new memories. Second, the Travelocity team firmly believes travel as an inalienable right. Everyone, regardless of circumstances, should have the opportunity to experience something as unforgettable as riding a bus across Indonesia. And third, we acknowledge that travel can be very challenging, and being able to take advantage of others' expertise can improve the experience. At Travelocity, we live these beliefs every day by being the traveler's trusted guide. It revolves around a philosophy deeply ingrained in our company's DNA. We aspire to be the customer's champion 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As a traveler's trusted guide, Travelocity empowers its customer service team to make it easy for shoppers to find the right trip that's right for them at any time. We market this via our Travelocity guarantee. But I can assure you that this is not just some slickly worded ad copy. Rather, it is something that every one of our employees around the world believes is part of their job. A couple of proof points for your consideration. Travelocity ranked number one in 2012 among its peers in customer satisfaction by the American Customer Satisfaction Index. The ACSI survey showed that Travelocity led the pack in quality, loyalty, and expectations. Travelocity is a full-service travel agency and not just a website. We're staffed 24/7 with experts on hand to help customers book their dream vacations to destinations like Las Vegas, Orlando, Florida, New York, Mexico, Caribbean, and Hawaii. So how do we personify this? There are several examples that come to mind. As you know, we're currently in the throes of hurricane season. Each year, these storms wreak havoc with the travel plans of thousands of our customers who book summer vacations to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Gulf Coast. When these storms pop, we don't wait for those affected to come to us for help with their travel plans. We instead take it upon ourselves to proactively contact them and advise them of their options. For some, there might not be any action required. For others, it may be more complex and involve changes to flights, hotel, and/or car reservations. Anyone who has ever traveled knows that such a sequence of events can cause headaches. What we've learned, however, is that when we anticipate our customers' needs, in such times, the headaches are far less severe. Of course, there are situations which test our ability to go above and beyond the call of duty. I'm sure all of you will recall the tragedy involving the cruise ship Costa Concordia near the island of Gigliolo in Italy earlier this year. Sadly, not only were the travel dreams of thousands thrown into complete and utter disarray, but lives were lost. We had two of our customers traveling together on the Concordia who made it off the ship safely and ended up in Paris following the accident. Our customer care team tracked them down and found out that they had reached the City of Lights with nothing. At that point, our team on the ground in Paris stepped in, delivered 1,000 euros to help cover any short-term expenses. We also contacted the hotel where they were staying and gave them authorization to charge meals and other sundries. Needless to say, our customers were very thankful for the assistance we provided. Once they had regained their bearings, they actually continued their tour of Europe. While we know our future success will be grounded in excellent customer service, we also know that part of being a great retailer means offering competitive prices and great deals. As a traveler's trusted guide, Travelocity makes it easy for shoppers to find the trip that's right for them at the best value. There are several ways we do this. First, Travelocity guarantees that customers will not find lower prices anywhere else. And if they do, the company will refund the difference and provide the customer with a $50 promo code for a future booking. Booking a dynamic flight plus a hotel vacation package with Travelocity can save customers up to $525 compared to booking the flight and the hotel separately, while also giving them added convenience and flexibility. Also, with Travelocity top secret hotels, consumers can save up to 55% off 3 to 5 star hotels. Now, above and beyond everyday great deals, I have a special exclusive deal for all of you here today. Between now and September 4th, we are offering the 3,000 attendees of the NFB conference a special promo code for $200 off a three-night flight and hotel vacation package. You'll want to take note of this. The code is NFB2012. All right? And it can be entered in at checkout. If you have any questions about the code, feel free to let me or another Travelocity team member know. But remember, it's redeemable for three-night flight and hotel vacation packages, $200 off, and the code expires September 4th. We hope that many of you can take advantage of this offer. Now, hopefully you have a better idea of why I'm here today, why members of my team have been attending sessions here at the Anatole over the past few days, and why we deemed it important to engage with the NFB in such a meaningful way. We are passionate about travel, and we want everyone to be able to enrich their lives through its wide lens. Making travel fully accessible is completely consistent with these values. You see, we want the amazing experience of travel to be accessible and available to everyone, whether young or old, sighted or not sighted. With that, I'd like to give an update on our road to accessibility. Full disclosure, when we first started working with the NFB in 2011, our site wasn't accessible. And while we're not quite where we want to be, we have made significant progress and we are very close to becoming fully accessible, unlike the other major online travel companies. Throughout the entire process, we've worked hand in hand with Dr. Moore, Ann Taylor, and the entire NFB staff. In just 18 months, we have transformed Travelocity. I'm proud to say, in fact, that Travelocity is the only major online travel company and one of the first e-commerce companies committed to making its website fully accessible to blind people. Our project started with a simple milestone to ensure that our homepage and each of the homepages for our major travel services, particularly hotels, flights, and vacation packages, were accessible. We completed that effort last year, but then the real work began. We spent the first half of this year making our hotel, vacation package, and flights paths accessible from the time you search all the way through to completing the booking. Our site is a large and complex one, and the project called for us to change hundreds of web pages. Additionally, Travelocity has an accessibility coordinator who reports directly to me and an accessibility committee in place within our company so that it receives the constant attention that it deserves from key stakeholders. Finally, and in my opinion most importantly, a wide range of our team members in customer service, technology, and design have undergone hours of accessibility training. Many of them have been here at the conference this week. But we still have more work to do. As we head into the second half of the year, here's what we're planning to achieve. As I speak, we're in the midst of completing and releasing accessibility changes to our site. Once those changes are in place, we anticipate that our hotel, vacation package, and flight shopping will offer an accessible path for you to plan and book your next vacation using readers. So if you're thinking about traveling this summer or over the Labor Day weekend at the end of summer, please think about shopping with Travelocity and don't forget about that $200 promo code. Our next milestone calls for cruise shopping and booking to be accessible by the end of 2012. Just in time for the beginning of next season's wave season, when the cruise lines offer up their best deals of the year. We also plan to have our other high traffic transactional and promotional pages accessible in that same time frame. Again, when all of the work is completed, we will be the first and only online travel company to make its site fully accessible to blind people. I hope you find all these developments as exciting as we do. Now, before I wrap up, I thought you'd like to know that our work with the NFB is making an impact on our team. Here's a quote from Fernando, one of our developers. Quote, after listening and learning in more detail about the aspects of travel that worry or impede blind travelers or travelers with low vision, I understand now how many different things can make travel feel difficult or take the enjoyment out of the experience. There are so many more factors blind people need to account for when going through each of the steps to plan, book, and take a trip. The best thing we at Travelocity can do is to make the booking process as easy and fast as possible. I don't think I would have really understood this had I not attended the conference this week. Up until now, I didn't really have a good sense of the different people who wanted to use our site. This week has definitely changed my perspective and will help my work on this important project moving forward, unquote. I want to reiterate that we would not be where we are today without the collaborative spirit of our counterparts at the NFB. They have provided an immense amount of feedback and direction on matters like testing tools, coding best practices, and even implementation solutions. Working so closely with them has made us better and, of course, helped solidify our commitment to accessibility. As evidence of our commitment, I have some additional breaking news for you. First, as a token of our goodwill, we're giving away a hotel stay in Miami at tomorrow's banquet, so be sure and make it. Secondly, Travelocity will be a platinum sponsor at next year's conference in Orlando. And we will have a team on site providing a series of training workshops and breakout sessions for conference attendees. We look forward to demonstrating our site to the NFB members next year when the entire site is accessible. I'll leave you with 3 points. First, we realize that accessibility for Travelocity in the site is a journey, not a destination, and we've committed to making that journey. We're making travel accessible to everyone and look forward to maintaining a strong partnership with the NFB. We would love your feedback on our site, so feel free to contact us at executive.offices, that's offices with an S, at travelocity.com at any time. Second, a reminder, you have 2 months to use the promo code NFB2012 to save up to $200 when you book a 3-night flight plus hotel vacation package with us. And finally, should you ever need to catch a bus in rural Indonesia, remember, the bus will depart when it's full, not when it's scheduled. Chances are you may recognize the soundtrack. With that, I'll close by saying we look forward to continuing to build a long-term relationship with all of you. And last but not least, happy birthday, America. Thank you.
Now, Steve DeMaine means what he says. He wanted to know what kind of a convention we had, so he came to the headquarters of the National Federation of the Blind, and he came to my office and he asked me, and I told him that the convention is made up of people who love to have experiences, and I just have one question. Do you have traveled to Indonesia? That's you know, one of these experiences, the kind we need. Thank you very much for being with us. I look forward to all that accessibility and all that travel.